Why that cry of dereliction on the cross? Now, you may say, what's a cry of dereliction? It's a reference. It's what's referred to there is the cry that Jesus made when he was suffering on the cross. And he said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It's recorded in Matthew's Gospel in chapter 27, verse 46. And Mark records it as well. Luke and John don't record that particular saying of Jesus. Why did Jesus cry that out? Why would he, the eternal Son of God, cry, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" It's interesting to realize that, and the Gospel writers want to make it plain, that is a quote. It's a quote from an Old Testament psalm, Psalm 22. It's the first line of that psalm. And some people feel that Jesus actually went on to quote a lot more of the psalm, because that psalm moves on to describe what is an almost perfect description of the experience of being crucified, the physical experience and perhaps some of the emotional and mental torture that goes on as well. It certainly is expressive of the horror of that moment. It's a cry that most of us sort of shudder when we hear it read or something, particularly in the Good Friday services. Some of the songs try to sum it up. There's one that we sing sometimes that has the line, "The Father turns his face away." And my God, why have you forsaken me? To come from the lips of the Son who had been with the Father through all eternity is surely a stunning understanding of just what was happening as Jesus hung on that cross. It shows that there was far more than just the physical that was going on there. Far more awful and agonizing for our Lord Jesus was not that simply he was going through that physical pain, but the fact that he sensed that he was truly identified with the sin that you and I have committed. That God couldn't look on him anymore at that point, because all he saw was the filth that we should have been punished for. And some of that comes out as we read the scriptures and we read that he became sin for us. And yet God is of purer eyes than to look on evil and sin. When we read that the punishment which should have been ours has been laid on him. And we read that in 1 Peter and in Isaiah chapter 53. We can't understand fully how the Son of God and the Son of Man and how the Trinity can experience this. These are some of the areas I was saying at the very beginning that we just can't fully grasp. There's no easy answer to that. But the scriptures make it plain. Jesus truly felt deserted by his Father at that point. And it was because of us. And that's really what we need to hold on to there. But it is mystery and something which should surely lead us to stop and think about whether or not we just turn away from such sacrifice, or whether we're willing to accept it for ourselves.